also a side issue, Amanda, too, when we talked about the Cavs and the Warriors, is what? Where do they rank in payroll?
1 and 2.
Yeah, and real close. In fact, I'm not even sure who's number one or number two. Mm. Well, when Adam Silver, who's the commissioner of the NBA, gave his State of the NBA speech, it was kind of buried in it. Mm-hmm. Because he was talking about, that was when they were talking about legalized gambling, this, and right in the middle he comes up with, well, you know, I have some other concerns too. And one of them is that this is the fourth year in a row. It's great that we have two super teams, but it's disturbing that they're the two highest payrolls in the league, even though we have a, quote, salary cap, unquote.
Yeah.
So what do you think he's saying?
He's saying that has to change.
Yeah, he's saying we want to mess with the salary cap and make it harder.
Oh, wow.
And if you look at it, you know, Golden State will continue to be able to spend because within another year, they'll be in their brand new arena in San Francisco. They'll be out of the old, because the Coliseum, I mean, the Oracle Arena they play with in Oakland right now is like the old Coliseum.
Yeah.
Here, it's a really neat arena. It's a good spot, you know, but it's not in the middle of town. It doesn't create the same revenue that this new arena in San Francisco is going to create.
Wow.
So they're going to have a lot more cash. And the thing about Dan Gilbert is, you know, I remember a long time ago I went up to Quicken Loans and spent a day with him, watched him interact with things. He was giving speeches to new employees at Quicken Loans and that. And he sat down and he goes, he has all these isms. You know, one of them is just, you know, a penny saved is just a penny.
Yeah.
You know, but his big thing is synergy, you know. And if you think about it, the Cavaliers play off the Jack Casino, which plays off of Quicken Loans, which plays off of some of his real estate holdings, which plays off of all these things, you know. Mm-hmm. And so to him, running a huge deficit on the Cavaliers is kind of irrelevant because he's got all this other stuff going and it all ties in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, LeBron James is such a gigantic piece of that.
Yeah.
But so that's a concern there. And, you know, we got spoiled not only by LeBron James, but while you could say the owner, Dan Gilbert, is impetuous, and I didn't like how he fired David Griffin, the general manager, God, man keeps writing checks in Cleveland. I mean, they're running. This is like it's the New York Knicks or something here. I mean, they're running a major market budget in a middle market place.
Yeah, wow. It's interesting, and it's so lopsided to other teams.
Yes, it is. And it now, here will be your big... The interesting thing, though, is like the promises that Gilbert made to LeBron wasn't unless you run the franchise. Because clearly they did some things he didn't like. But it was that, you know, I'll spend to get you... He went in and showed how the Miami Heat did not spend that much compared to what they should have for winning all those and how he would, and he did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, he also ran into some owners out on the West Coast who said, yeah, we could do the same thing too. So they were, you know, it became an arms race.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you're, say, you're the Detroit Pistons or, you know, say LeBron leaves, now you're the Cavaliers, I don't think he's going to spend all that cash just for that to go 500.
Right.
Then you're very frustrated.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the last 2 years, I'm sorry, let's in the last, well, first of all, in the last 8 years, unless you have LeBron James in the East, you're not going to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 4 years, you can't get past Golden State if you're out West.
Yeah.
So now then the different arms race is going on. And this came from Daryl Morey, who's the general manager of the Houston Rockets. By the way, he's from Medina originally.
Wow.
And when he signed Chris Paul to team him up with James Harden, he admitted he didn't know if the two guards would work, but he called it a weapons race.
Wow. Interesting.
And so their payroll, by the way, is creeping up right behind these two.
Yeah.
Now, they went to the Final Four and lost to the Warriors. So the part of me, though, that likes building teams in the draft and kind of leveling it out, is bugged by this. I don't know what the league's going to do about it, but that's kind of that's a side issue that people sort of miss because we're so used to it here, but something may change.
Yeah, that is really interesting that it is, the model is changing of how to build a winning NBA team.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just, it's not like baseball where there's no cap, but it's also not like football where football is a real salary cap.
Wow.
You know, you have to, you can't just, there's not all these exceptions. You know, the NBA is the mid-level exception and the trade exception, and you could like, for example, the Cavs could always pay LeBron James whatever the maximum was they could pay him because he's their own guy to keep him. So you actually end up overpaying your own guys just to keep them because you could do that. It gets crazy. And I know it's something the NBA is trying to figure out what to do about because I don't think they frankly like two teams in there every single year.
Yeah, and if you're not a Cavs fan or a Golden State fan, you're not liking this very
much. No, you're really not. Yeah. You know, then you're sitting there, do I want to root against LeBron James or I want to root against Steph Curry?
Right. That's what it comes down to.
That's what it comes down to.
Terry, thanks for joining me.
Welcome, Amanda.